everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we are redefining agility focus by focusing on connecting strategy to execution. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're talking about something that's showing up in nearly every boardroom and backlog right now, AI. Whether companies are already investing in it or just starting to explore the possibilities, AI is changing the way leaders think about priorities, planning, and how teams work together. We're going to unpack what this shift means, not just but for tech teams, but for how entire organizations make decisions, allocate resources, and get ready for the road ahead. Joining me is Chris Ruch, CEO of Agile Rising, to help us break down what organizations should be doing now to get ready, from organizing their data and improving decision-making to setting up the right oversight as they move into the world of AI. We'll talk about how to balance innovation with operational needs and what responsible AI adoption looks like across portfolios. Chris, welcome to Amplify Agile. Can you please give us a quick introduction of yourself?
Thanks, Tracy. It's great to be here. As you said, name's Chris Ruch. I'm the CEO of Agile Rising, and Agile Rising helps organizations adopt new ways of working and find the optimal way to deliver value and deliver their products. So my background is as a technologist and a software developer before moving into organizational leadership and management and strategic planning. So AI brings together a lot of the things that I've spent my career working on and helping other organizations work through.
Awesome. Thanks for that introduction. So let's just get into it. What kind of challenges or shifts are you seeing right now that are pushing organizations to rethink their investment priorities, governance, and operating models when it comes to AI?
Sure. You know, everything's about AI these days. And some of that's the excitement and hype around AI. AI is making leaders think about what's next for their organization, what's next for their products. The investment that's required in a technology change on the scale of AI is really driving organizations to rethink their strategy and rethink their prioritization in the investments that they're making going forward.
That's definitely not a small undertaking for sure. For those who are getting started, just to think about AI strategically, what steps can they take now to prepare their data, governance, and decision-making structures? You know, what do organizations kind of gain and benefit out of this as well?
Yeah, I think the key there is how do organizations think about it strategically. So AI is a really big topic, and it's not just implementing a new tool, implementing a new platform, and business as usual. So AI is the next generation of thinking about how we develop products and what products look like. So it's changing the way that that we approach things. So organizations need to think strategically about what that looks like in their organization and how it's going to impact their entire portfolio of work and portfolio of products, right? It's not just an impact on IT. It's not just an impact on how we build things. It's going to touch every part of the organization one way or another. And so leaders need to think about how that's influencing their portfolio, how it's influencing their budget, what needs to be centralized around the AI implementation, what needs to be thought about at the enterprise level for licensing, and what can be decentralized and allowed to kind of find the right fit for different parts of the organization, depending on the solutions. So it's a big topic, and wrapped around all of that are the significant security and governance concerns, which also have to be thought about at the enterprise level, while also allowing the ability to move at the speed that agility gives you, because that's obviously required in the fast-moving world that we're in today, that's becoming faster because of AI. So when we think about, you know, what does it mean to think about AI strategically, there needs to be an overall plan for what's acceptable use of AI in the organization. There needs to be a good portfolio management approach to thinking about how much budget and how much effort is going to be allocated to AI endeavors. And it needs to be an agile approach to that portfolio management and budget, because AI is so new. One of the things that we know about AI is that it's changing every day, and there's a number of different approaches and number of different ways that it can be utilized and leveraged in the organization. So organizations have to have that kind of agile, lean way of thinking about making bets, running experiments, some of which are going to be really useful and pay off, and some of which are going to turn out to be not something that works out or isn't a fit to the organization. So thinking about it strategically is having that that strategic planning approach that's going to enable the organization to make those experiments and have the feedback loops that are going to allow the organization to continue following the ones that are paying off and, you know, shut down or pivot away from the ones that are not.
Yeah, leaders are really going to have to zoom out and kind of take a look at the bigger picture here, right? So can you share any examples or case studies of organizations that are successfully adjusting their investment strategies or operating models to kind of better support AI initiatives?
Yeah, pretty much every company is experimenting with this in one way or another. I think it's interesting that we're probably not at the case study stage because everybody's in flight with this, right? So their organizations are starting or they're midstream. But what we are seeing is organizations recognizing not just that they are going to have to make an investment and go through the strategic planning process, but also looking at are the teams that we have and the organizational structure that we have aligned to the work that we're trying to do. So we have several large customers currently that are going through pivots of reorganizing their agile teams or their agile release trains to ensure that they have the skills and the structure to align to the new work that needs to be done around evaluating AI platforms, incorporating AI as new capabilities or features in existing products, as well as the governance. So the interesting thing about what we're seeing is the evaluation of new operating models, new team structures to support the new ways of working that leaders are envisioning. I'm asking for examples. I don't want to share any company names because this is kind of the secret sauce for some organizations for their next generation products. But what we are seeing and what we are helping organizations do is identify the places where AI can have the biggest impacts, identifying where the skill gaps are between the existing staffing and what's going to be needed in the future staffing, and then standing up new organizations with an AI-first approach. And I think that's going to be one of the trends that we see becoming more and more popular over the rest of this year and next year is organizations moving from kind of a mobile first orientation to new product development to an AI-first way of thinking about both product development and organizational structures. The other thing that I'll point out from what we're seeing with the companies that we're working with is very rapidly when evaluating incorporating AI solutions into the way the organization works, which is, you know, not just how do I use ChatGPT or how do individual workers kind of speed things up, but what's the governance around it? How do you know that AI is being used in a way that aligns with what the leaders want, both from a business perspective, from an ethical and legal perspective, and also just from a security perspective, right? The structures and the tools that that enable leaders to have that AI governance in place are some of the first steps that we're seeing organizations take.
Yeah, we're all going through this together, right? So, you know, it's great that you're able to be there to witness all of their journeys and help guide them along as well. So with priorities shifting and complexity increasing, I'm sure keeping everyone aligned is kind of harder than ever. So what tools or practices help organizations stay aligned and be able to manage all of this effectively?
Agile at its core is about the ability to respond to new things that are happening. So what we're seeing now is it being ever more important to be good at an agile approach in a way that enables you to take in new information and pivot, and having the tooling in place to do that. So at Agile Rising, we're big fans of target process using target process as a lean portfolio management solution to visualize the backlog and be able to rapidly reprioritize it. Having target process as the tool that's kind of capturing all those in-flight initiatives and being able to prioritize them and look at the impact and look at who's working on them. We are also seeing a lot of interest and pilots and kind of more extensive rollouts of IBM Orchestrate in order to start to make that pivot to agentic AI. And one of the big decisions that organizations need to make is, are you standing up your own version of AI? Are you going to build your own language models? Are you going to build your own agents? Or are you going to take advantage of the agents that are already out there? And a tool like Orchestrate is a fantastic collaboration tool because you have the ability to take work that's already been done by other organizations.
Yeah, really excited for the future of IBM target process with IBM's other products as well. Really great forces, joining forces there. And so last question, if there's one thing that leaders should start doing today to get ready for AI-driven changes, what would it be?
Yeah, it's so hard to come up with just one thing because AI is going in so many different directions. But the number one thing that leaders need to be successful with AI is having the right team and the right team structure to evaluate where AI can best be used, evaluate the tools, define the corporate governance and security structures that are needed, and ultimately make the good decisions about how to prioritize what's being worked on, right? You know, having the best portfolio management tool, so that upskilling teams in the technology and the tools is, I think, the most important thing today.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work. Sure, we've all heard that. And that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, Chris, for sharing your thoughts and stories with us today. It was great having you on the show, and we hope to see you in another episode.
Yeah, thanks, Tracy.
And thanks, everyone, for tuning in as well. If you'd like to hear about a topic or have any questions at all, feel free to pop them in the comments section and subscribe to Stay Agile. See you on the next episode.